After learning about the strategic human resource management and the HR strategies for this human resource management, for the strategic aspects, talent management is one of the very important aspects to be learned. Well, what is talent? Talent is something which is inborn, we feel, something which one can deploy at any time. With this, let's learn this topic in detail. Our learning objectives are: what is talent? Define talent management. What are the various drivers of talent management? What is the process followed in managing talent at the organization level? Let's understand how to build this talent management strategy and what are the best practices of talent management in the world across the globe. And let's also understand about the what are the various challenges the managers face while implementing talent management among their employees. Well, why talent management is becoming more and more important in today's world? Global environment, as I told you in the first chapter also, with globalization in India in 1991, there is a stiff competition. The organizations are experiencing great pressure to perform with the competitive market in the whole of the world at the global level rather than only at the local level which was there earlier. Now, the key to long-term success for any organization, if we see, is by managing the talent of the key people. The people and the organization development in relation to complex and changing environment is of prime importance, and evolution of talent management model, if we see, is initially there is a personnel control, what used to do, then it went into the people development, and finally it is integration of all to a high level to talent multiplication. And this is how the talent management is becoming more and more important in today's world. Well, let's define what is talent. As per the dictionary meaning, one can say that it is the recurring pattern of thought, feeling or behavior that can be productively applied. Since we learned strategic human resource management in the previous chapter, let's define it by SHRM what we mean by talent. Talent is a core group of leaders, technical experts and key contributors who can drive their business forward to achieve the organization goals. Well, if we see McKinsey has defined the talent as sum of a person's abilities, his or her intrinsic gifts, skills, knowledge, experience, intelligence, judgment, attitude, character, drive, his or her ability to learn new things and grow further. With this, let's understand what are the characteristics of talented people, how they behave. They regularly demonstrate exceptional ability and achievement over a wide range of activities. They have transferable high competence. That means in one area, if they are competent in performing certain tasks, this competency can be transferred to other tasks very easily if they are talented people. They are high impact people who can deal with complexity in various tasks. So let's understand what we mean by talent management in that case. There are various definitions given by various experts in this field, and the Berger in 2004 has defined talent management as identification, development and management of the talent portfolio. That's the number, type and quality of employees that will most effectively fulfill the company's strategic and operating objectives. So first, the HR manager, when he is looking into the important aspect of talent management in his organization, he will have to first identify those people who are highly talented. We have seen the characteristics of the talented people and the drive that he's got, the thought, feeling and the behavior that is different from the normal people. In these people, he has to identify that. And once he has identified those employees who are talented, he'll have to develop their talents further by the training and development of these people further and manage their talent portfolio in such a way that they improve upon their talents. And finally, he should have the total of these people in the number, type and quality of these employees that will most effectively fulfill all the company's strategic as well as operating objectives. So let's understand what are the drivers of talent management. What drives talent management? First of all, first and foremost, I'll say that it is the workforce trends in present scenario. We have got global and virtual workforce. Now, what do we mean by global and virtual workforce? Global means all over the world, the people are working for the same company in a way, in a multinational company, or when we have got diverse kind of portfolio for the company. And not only that, they sit at one office, one place and they work, but many of them may be working from different locations, and they may be interconnected through computers, through email, through video conference, etc. So it is more and more occurring nowadays in the form of virtual workforce. At the same time, now we are having different generations working together. In the earlier days, we were having more or less most of the employees in the age group of 25 to 35 or 40 at the most working. But today, we are having different generations working together since we have got longer life expectancies because of the better health and hygiene of people, by better facilities provided by the government, better roads, better sanitation, good potable water, very good medical facilities and services available. Most of the developing countries have practically conquered the communicable diseases, and of course with modern lifestyle, probably the non-communicable diseases are increasing. But we have got preventive aspects for them also, and hence longer life expectancies are there. Earlier days we were having life expectancies of say 48 to 50 years in India, but today we can think of say 70 to 75 years of life for most of the people. With aging, some of the diseases are going to come. So with aging, the mental outlook also is going to change. So we can understand that the range of the workers working in today's era is right from say 22 to 25 to 70, 75 also. And hence there is a different generations working together. So one has to have the talented people in all these generations. And one should have empowered workforce. That means they are autonomous. They take their own decisions. This is the present scenario. Nobody wants to be told what to do because many people are now professionals. They know their stuff well. They don't want interference from the immediate superior every now and then. And hence, if we want to manage this kind of talented people, it requires different kind of skills. The second driver of talent management is changing environment of work. And expected skill shortage is there still. In fact, blue collar workers are decreasing day by day. White collar workers are increasing, but not all white collar workers are highly skilled people. Which kind of skills are needed by various organizations are not fulfilled by these white collar workers still, because although they are educated, their education cannot be directly utilized for the work itself by proper skills needed to perform that work. And hence, even though we have got good number of graduates or engineers available, but their employability is not necessarily very good because of the skill shortage at times. With globalization, there are immense opportunities we have got. If somebody applies in the Naukri.com and Monster.com, he not only gets opportunities from where he has applied, say, whether it is Bombay or Hyderabad or Delhi or Bangalore or wherever, but he gets opportunities all over India, in the Middle East, in the UK, in the US also. So because of the globalization, there are immense opportunities for people to get jobs. Of course, there are pros and cons to each and everything. Because if your family is staying at one place, you get a job somewhere else, then naturally it becomes not that easy, right? Because you may have to maintain two families, then the closeness of the family members, the bond of the family members, the young generation people, if they want to have a child and all those things, will be having a problem. Or if they have got young children, probably in some of the areas of South Africa where he is getting a good job, may not be having good schools for their children. So there are going to be some or the other problems, but one has to manage these talented people at global level and get them attracted towards those places also. The knowledge economy is improving day by day. Nowadays, we consider knowledge as power. The manual workers, the menial jobs that earlier people were doing from rural to city, they used to come and work in factories and all, are decreasing day by day. More and more jobs are there in service industry. So it is more of a knowledge workers and knowledge economy is improving. So to manage this kind of knowledge workers, because they have got ample opportunities to do the job hopping, is not that easy. So one has to manage these talented people and make them committed to your own organization is a challenge for HR people again. Technology is improving day by day. Lot of technological changes are occurring in this world, which is again making people who are adapting to those skills where these newer technologies are used, say web-based system, internet, social media, smarter mobile phones, cloud computing. Many of the HR processes like SAP HR and all also are coming up. So we need specialized people in this technology, and hence again these are some of the very important drivers for talent management. So let's understand what is the process of talent management. We have got job specifications, competencies framework with us. It starts with HR planning first, based on the organization's strategic plan. So, how we are going to have, what kind of talented people are required for this particular job based on the job specifications that have been arrived. Based on that, you are going to hire the talented people. You are going to take the right people for the right job with the right kind of competencies. You are going to have the instructions given to these people when they are joining. They are oriented well for their job. They are inducted and placed at the right place where their competencies can be taken care of. And again, you are going to evaluate their performance based on the organization's strategic plan. You are going to have their objectives to be set. You are going to measure the performance of these against the standards that have been set initially at the beginning of the financial year or the calendar year as the way that company is doing. Then you develop them, and based on the lacuna that is there, you send them for certain training and development programs, and that is going to aid their performance for the future. And again, based on the organizational and strategic plan, you are going to have the succession planning done, whereby the right kind of people should be developed with the right kind of talents and competencies, whereby they can take the position of the person who is going to retire or who is likely to leave the organization for some or the other reason, so that there is no lacuna or dearth of the competent person to take over the functions of the hired person. And in fact, earlier the succession planning was mainly for the top leaders, but today the organization is looking for the succession planning at every level, so that the functioning of the organization should not be hampered and the organization's goals can be achieved efficiently and effectively. For maintaining these talented people, the right kind of salary and fringe benefits should be given to them. They should be attracted, because finally money is a motivator for many of the people. Not necessarily everybody will be having just the intrinsic motivation. So, after giving them the right kind of salary and benefits, after training them for further improvement in their talents, to utilize these talents for the organizational goals, one has to still find out if there are any skill gaps, then one should train them further, and accordingly the HR planning and hiring should be done. If we have got certain new kind of technology totally, where if some of the people are not trainable towards the required level, probably you may have to hire the new people who are highly talented in that field, so that the organizational goals can be achieved. So let's understand what are the various assessment tools for talent management. One is competency assessment. Competency is nothing but the ability, the knowledge, the skills of a person, and of course the right attitude should be there. The second one will be performance appraisal, where you are going to set the objectives with their weightages, the immediate superior with the person's self will be having this based on the organizational goals of the strategic plan, and then that is measured periodically, assessed by the immediate superior, or in case of 360 degree appraisal, the subordinates, the peer group, the customer, the supplier, and anybody who comes into contact with this person functionally can be giving the feedback regarding his performance. Then we not only see the past performance of the person, but we may also see the potential forecast of this person, how he is going to take care of the future competencies required, and this will also help us in succession planning and career planning of this person. So the talent life cycle can be in the form of, first you plan, then you acquire, then you engage them. Employee engagement is very important. so that they remain with you for a long time. Then you develop them, you deploy them at the right places, you make them leaders, you retain them by various methods, you evaluate them periodically and plan further for their career or the succession. So this is a talent management process again on, one can say, workforce planning based on the business plan, recruitment, onboarding, so job related competencies can be assessed and improved upon by giving the right kind of training programs if required, then performance management, training performance and support, succession planning, compensation and benefits, critical skills gap analysis to be done and accordingly improved upon, and again workforce planning like that. So what are the talent risk categories which are likely to come into play for organizational goals to be achieved? One is capability of the employees. If they are not capable enough to get the right kind of quality products or services, then one has to build their skills to compete now as well as for the future requirement based on the market scenario. One should see for the cost, whereby workforce should not become totally unaffordable. One has to see to it that based on the profitability of the company, the cost of the labor or the cost of the employees also should be considered, and at the same time it should not be too low that they are going to leave your company. Compliance, employee behavior in relation to regulations and law has to be taken care of. They have to comply with the Standing Order Act as per the requirement of the company, which has been developed by the HR people. At the same time, they have to comply with various laws of the land, be it reservation policy, be it Environment Protection Act, be it Wage and Salary Act, ESI Act, the Gratuity Act, so on and so forth, ESIS Act, so on and so forth, one can say. So they have to comply with all that. Then the capacity of the employee should have to be taken into consideration for learning newer skills so that they can be adapted to the requirement for the future positions, so that succession and retention of these critical people can occur. And the connection in the form of risk of top talents, if they get disengaged, it will be a problem for the organization because they are not motivated to work. Their attitude will change, and hence creation of emotional connection between high potential and business has to be done, whereby the organization's goals can be achieved. So these are some of the risk categories for talent which has to be taken care of by the HR people.